Hey, Stevie, wonderful Thursday from Winter Park. Exclusive coverage of Minnesota Vikings football on your home for the Vikings and the National Football League. The Fan at FM 100.3. Ben Lieber is here. I'm Paul Allen. Radio show produced by Joe Nelson. We are atop a perch overlooking the two practice fields. The final minicamp practice begins today at 11 o'clock, and nobody better to talk about that than the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, ladies and gentlemen. Leslie Frazier has joined us on the exclusive perch. Hello, Coach Frazier.
Say, PA, how you doing this morning?
Good. Joe, can you help me with that microphone, please? Thank you. We're doing well. It's beautiful. You're going to have a wonderful day. You're not going to have to go inside today. Is there a difference in the way you're able to execute a mini camp or a practice when it's outdoors compared to you started outdoors yesterday, then the weather terrorism got so bad from the west that you had to run inside? Is there a big difference in what you get accomplished?
There is, from a player standpoint. I know Ben will attest to this. The players would much rather be on the grass than to be indoors on that turf. I mean, there's a different give on that turf versus being on the field. So, and plus, just being able to be outside, it just creates a little different atmosphere than being indoors this time of the year. So we can get a lot more work done when we're able to get outside.
All right, Ben, well, here we are.
Well, here we are.
Go ahead. Yeah. Vikings Entertainment Network, NFL Media Boot Camp. Your former
Coach,
boss.
This is my first question, I guess, as a media guy. So.
This is great.
Oh, this is just – I feel so antsy. I guess as we approach, you know, the end of training camp or end of mini camp and all that, and we go into this 5 weeks before training camp, are you concerned as a coach? I mean, I always kind of thought about this as a player. Were you ever concerned as a coach about the players' conditioning, what they do in that 5 weeks where you can't really have your thumb on them and you're really letting them just kind of go free? I mean, were you ever concerned coming into training camp? Are these guys really going to be in shape? Do they take care of themselves? Did they hit the playbooks? You know, how are they going to adjust to this time being back with everybody?
Excellent.
Yeah, it's funny you asked that question because that's one of the things we covered in today's meeting, one of those meetings that you were always in at the end of OTAs and mini camps, and we talked about that. You know, some of the young guys in particular who don't quite know what it takes to prepare for a training camp, they'll tend to go away and think, I can do it the way I did it to prepare for college football, and it's not the same, not even close.
No.
So we did touch on that, and it is a concern, and you just hope everybody is as professional as you were in this downtime between training camp.
But Ben's changed a little bit because in anticipation of you, he was going to say, Leslie, there was a game against the Lions in 2010 when Brandon Pettigrew was getting us, and I only played 9 plays. can we put that water – can we have that be water under the bridge now as to why you didn't play me
right,
more,
right.
But he decided to back off and go with the
thank
standard
you,
straightforward
thank
question.
That's all history. We're not going to go back.
Yes. Thank you.
Speaking of minicamp and the linebackers, I was going to bring this up for Ben because obviously he knows a lot about linebacker play and everything, but we have the head coach here. You talked about Jasper Brinkley yesterday and the groin injury. You know, obviously we had the hip last year. Everybody needs to win a spot. I get that. He would head into training camp, I would imagine, as the starting middle linebacker for the Minnesota Vikings, unless somebody beats him out of that job. Does missing this minicamp due to injury-related concerns, how much does that set him back when you head into training camp?
Well, I'd be lying to you if I said it doesn't set him back to a degree, because he missed all of last season, and now we have virtually not seen very much of him at all in this off-season from a workout standpoint. So it's been tough for him, tough for us as we're trying to get him ready for this next season. But Jasper's a pro. I mean, he knows what it takes to be successful at the middle linebacker position, but we would have loved to have had a chance to work with him and doing this off-season, but unfortunately the injury didn't allow that to happen.
Yep. Is there a point in the walkthroughs or the times where he can't get on the field with the players? Is he with the first team defense, going through the verbiage, making the calls? Are the players getting familiar with him at this point, or is he pretty much just off doing his rehab?
We do let him get involved in some of the walkthrough where he can kind of talk and call the plays in the huddle. But as you know, once you get into the live periods, when you're not the guy in there, it's a little bit different. But it kind of keeps him involved by letting him go through some of the walkthroughs.
Well, I was playing basketball with Jasper Brinkley and Greg Childs the other night.
Oh, basketball.
Well, I was out riding some motorcycles with Jasper and Greg.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Ben.
Well, I was just going to say, I understand how important that is. I mean, having been put in that role, you know, when EJ was down and he got injured, I stepped into the play calling role, the green dot role. And I understand there was always an adjustment period with guys getting to know you as a personality calling the plays, because everybody calls plays a little differently. You know, some guys are you know, they like to bark a lot of orders, and some guys don't. So I just wondered how that transition is going to be, especially in the training camp when he's healthy. You know, the defense is going to have to respond to him differently than if Aaron was calling the plays that the Mike linebacker or Chad was.
You're exactly right. I mean, it's a different feel. I mean, yeah. The guys are kind of waiting to see how soon you call it or how you're going to respond to certain formations and adjustments, when you're going to get the information to them. So there is a bit of an adjustment, and you know, we missed that this offseason with him, but we'll have enough time in training camp to get him up to speed and get the guys comfortable with Jasper calling the defense.
You think Percy will be here today, or do you already know if he's out, or what's the deal?
Yeah, he's here, and you know, we're looking forward to having him around and
Excellent.
Being a part of what
That's
we're
great.
Doing.
So yeah. He'll be part of the final mini camp practice.
He sure will.
Wow, yeah. I would have lost money. I would have bet the other way. And I would have bet the other way. He tweeted last night, I'm not a big Twitter guy, but Ben told me, you know, he tweeted it's not about the cash, and kind of had a let's move on feel to it. Talked to Adrian Peterson a little bit yesterday. Adrian said, I'm going to call him. He's going to play for us next year. Okay, let's everybody calm down. But I would have bet that he just would have taken today off, calmed down. It would have been an understanding, maybe not accepted, but an understanding, and then we would have started over again at training camp. So that's is this very positive news that he's going to be back today? And do we think that these problems are maybe water under the proverbial bridge?
I think it's definitely positive news, and you know, we got a lot of things to get done. And you know, the good thing about these OTAs, Paul, and this 9 week, and I was talking to our players about this morning, this 9 week period that we've had,
yeah,
the participation has been great, the enthusiasm from the players has been terrific throughout, and just to have everybody here working towards the same common goal is a big deal. So to have him in our meeting today, hearing some of the things that we're talking about, what we want to get done in 2012, that's important to our football team, important to what we're trying to get accomplished.
Go ahead, Ben. I was going to say, it's got to feel good, too. Everybody, you know, everybody's going to go off their separate ways. Coach is going to have their own vacation time. And you don't have any drama. I mean, you're going to have some issues that probably arise here and there, but I'm sure it's got to be a little bit of a deep breath, maybe a little bit off your shoulders, knowing that, okay, we've got this fire somewhat put out. Everybody can kind of take a deep breath. And you know how long the grind of the season is, and you just don't want to have these things festering during this time. You're supposed to be relaxing mentally and emotionally, and not only physically. So I'm sure it's got to feel good that he's back, and I think the Viking fans are happy that he's back. So,
well, he's back for today.
He's back for today.
Yeah,
but you know what? Well, like everything else, I guess you got to take it one day at a time. And he's happy, and let's go from there.
Are you going to lose sleep during that 5 weeks down, just wondering if this thing's going to blow up on you again?
I'm going to do my very best not to lose any sleep. We got a lot of good players that are working their tails off to try to get us going in 2012.
Just to close here with Percy, because obviously he's so important to the team, he won the Media Good Guy Award last year. I couldn't have praised him any more on the radio, either during the 9 to noon show or calling games with Pete, about the consummate professionalism he had. You want to run between the tackles, be a lead blocker against Arizona, go outside the numbers, run the slot, return kicks. He did it all. And he never complained. And granted, he would have his reps cut sometimes during games, I would assume, to try to keep him fresh for the balance of the season. Is it a role thing? Is there anything you can share as to why this happened? Because it just shocked the heck out of me.
I mean, everything you said in describing Percy is correct. I mean, he has been a guy that has really been good with the media, good with his teammates. I mean, Ben knows this. He's a great player and a threat in so many different ways on the football field, and we're glad to have him back today, and you know, we'll just keep moving forward. We got a lot to get done between now and when we get to Mankato, and once we get there, we got to hit the ground running with everybody.
What about the Arkansas kids, Jarius Wright and Greg Childs? Have either of them, is it possible through rookie camp, OTAs, and minicamp, Leslie, with the lack of contact per the CBA, can they distinguish themselves at this stage, where you look at it and you see it back on tape and you're like, oh, yep, got one. Here we go.
Well, you know, Jarius has really begun to come along. He struggled early on in the rookie minicamp. Part of it was, you know, being on that chicken circuit sort of going around visiting different teams.
Yep.
But as he's gotten in better condition, we've really begun to see the things we were looking to, hoping to see. With Greg, he's been injured most of camp, and we were able to get him out for these 2 days that we've had so far, and I think we'll get him today as well. So he's a little bit further behind, but Jarius has really come along.
you know, let's stay on the receivers part of this. You know, the OTAs and the mini camps are always tough because there's no pads on. You know, I think the receivers more so than anybody else always look good, right? I mean, there's nobody really having contact. You don't have to worry about getting hit over the middle. How do you guys as coaches evaluate and build the depth and build the depth charts as you approach mini or training camp, knowing that all these guys look good?
That's a great point. We were talking about it as a staff just yesterday. You have to be careful about, you know, sliding guys this early, because once you get the pads on, it can separate people in a hurry.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes with the receivers in particular, I mean, you see them running around with shorts and a top on, and they're different when you put pads on, and guys can roll up and press because you can't play in a press coverage in these camps. But things change. So, you know, we like to see the emotion. We like to see guys run around, but you don't want to get too carried away at this point.
Is it strictly who's picking it up in the books? Is it who's making the mental mistakes out here? Is it footwork? Is it cuts? Is it, you know, does all that play more of a part than anything else? Or how does the evaluation process go? Because, like you said, you can't get hit.
Yeah, you're still taking a look at how well they catch the football, how well they can carry the information they get in the classroom to the practice field. You know, how attentive they are, even in the weight room. I mean, there's still some things you're evaluating along the way. So, but, you know, the meat and potatoes happens once we get down to Mankato.
My favorite Ponder moment so far through the two camps I've seen was when he threaded the needle between Aaron and Chad Greenway and hit John Carlson.
Mm.
It was a legitimate NFL play. I mean, you're not going to see a ton of those in minicamp. That was a legitimate NFL play. Good arm strength, good anticipation. Other than that, how has he looked? Is he embracing this role, Christian Ponder?
You know, Christian has really improved. I think he's benefited as much as anybody from having an offseason on his belt, being able to be around our coaches, sit in the meetings, watch tape, even watching tape of himself last season. So he's improved. I was just talking with Craig Johnson earlier this morning about how well he looked in our blitz period yesterday. He's really, really coming along, getting a lot more comfortable, seems to be taking charge, which is something that we need from that position. And he's getting more comfortable, which is good.
From you through Fred Puggett through Alan Williams, the defensive coordinator now, maybe same scheme, but what's different? Like, what, without sharing company secrets, what's different about his twist to what he wants from the 2012 season?
I think the emphasis he's placing on turnovers, which is something we've always talked about, but some of the things we're doing to try to help create some turnovers and get back to getting 11 guys running to the football, which, as Ben knows, has been a mantra of ours, something we've always harped on. Those are a couple of key areas for us as we try to improve our defense, and he's doing a good job of rallying the guys around that.
Leslie Frazier, Ben Lieber, Paul Allen, Vikings minicamp from the Wilf Perch overlooking the fields. Practice begins at 11 a.m. today. Correct, Coach?
Correct.
Yep, Percy Harvin is here. Leslie Frazier told us that a little earlier. A couple of quickies to close here. Ben, you first.
Wow. You asking me ask him a question or what?
Adrian Peterson, when he was running up and down that hill the other day, it was unbelievable. Then he started to run around the circle. Where are we at the cutting phase with Adrian?
You know, he's doing well. We've begun to make that a part of his rehab, and he's doing well. There are no side effects. Just saw him a few minutes ago, and we talked about what he did yesterday, if he had any soreness, was anything bothering him. And no, we've graduated to that point where we've introduced him to cutting.
Yeah.
You saw him doing some jumping as well. So we're excited. You know, you're trying not to get too overly excited because we still have a ways to go, but everything seems to be going in the right direction.
He could play in the preseason, couldn't he? I mean, you're not going to, but
right.
He could play in a preseason game. He's that big a freak.
I tell you, Paul, he's amazing now. You know, you try to temper your emotions, but some of the things he's doing right now,
yeah.
And he looks pretty good.
anything to close here?
I was going to say I talked to Adrian yesterday, and it's not just a testament to what he's doing with his knee. He expressed to me that he has got a PR on the bench press yesterday at I believe like 420 some pounds.
Mm,
so
yeah, he's a beast.
You know he's not only putting the work in with his knee, he's putting his work in the upper body, and I think it's just he's a great leader for all these guys, young and old. Coming off a devastating knee injury to come back and work so hard. You know, it's just great that you've got a guy on the team like that. And hopefully, we obviously hope for a more speedy recovery and obviously a safe play throughout the 2012 season.
And certified athletic trainer Eric Sugarman, along with you, I remember back very early in this process, after the Redskins game, then you close the season at Ford Field, then you start to get Adrian squared away for Houston, Eden Prairie. I remember the number one thing you and Eric were saying was, Adrian, when you go to Houston, it has to be done a certain way. Mm-hmm. You want to come back in 3 months, but you cannot push this too hard. Right. And to have that emphasized to him and to have him buy into it and do it the right way while he was away from you guys, that's the biggest key to this recovery, isn't it?
Oh, without question. Because early on, you know, I'm the invincible man. I'm Adrian Peterson, and we were trying to get across to him that this is a process, and it takes time. And,
yeah.
And, you know, it was hard for him emotionally because he'd want to do more than what the doctors were prescribing. And but once he realized, you know, I can't have any setbacks because that's going to delay everything that we're trying to get done.
Yep.
And once he came to that conclusion, you know, we've seen improvements all along. But that was one of the hardest things early on, to get him to understand you got to do this step by step. Yep. Otherwise, you could do more damage than good.
Last one, 1 minute. During the time down up to training camp, you're going to take a trip to Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. What can you share with us about that?
Well, it's a chance for myself and some other coaches around the league to go out and visit our troops and try to encourage them as they are doing the things they're doing to defend our country and protect our country. So looking forward to it, and should be a good trip.
Are you excited, nervous, scared?
I'm excited about it. Get a chance to encourage them in any way I can to do their jobs.
A lot of Vikings fans over there too, right?
A lot of Vikings fans.
Are you excited for the preseason?
I'm very excited for the preseason. Looking forward to getting down to Mankato and kicking off the season. Very excited.
Leslie, thanks for coming by, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
All right. Leslie Frazier, head coach.
Joined us up here on the Exclusive Perch with Ben Lieber. Joe Nelson produces. We thank Bob Hagan. Thank you, Leslie. Have a good day. And we will come back and be joined by Mike Wabshaw from Vikings.com to continue to talk out some Vikings football. But the A topic from that conversation with Leslie is that Percy Harvin is at the facility today, and he will take part in the final day of mandatory minicamp. We'll get some thoughts from Ben and Wabi when 9 to noon continues from Winter Park in Eden Prairie on your home for Vikings football, The Fan.
Broadcasting live from the Love Covenant, you're listening to Paul Allen on The Fan.